It is possible for a man, for anyone, but he should be according to the light of his different friends or servants or sons. That is theology. Next time when I go to your country, why not hold a meeting of all the theologians to discuss publicly what should be the nature of God? What do they describe the nature of God?
They describe the nature of God simply in terms of how religious men have understood themselves. Talk about God is simply men understanding men.
That means nobody has approached real God.
No one.
That is speculation. If you want to study Him, you can do so either by approaching me or through of my confidential servant. How one can understand me from outside by speculating? Why did they come to see me? They let them remain far away and speculate. That is not possible. In ordinary common sense, so how they speculate about God? If you cannot understand, even a common man may be very big in the society. You cannot understand a common man by hearsay, by speculation.
Actually, all the theologians are lying with one denomination or another. They're like company men to the big churches. They're afraid of admitting they do not know about God because they're afraid someone will leave their camp to come to ours. We say we know about God.
Yes, we say frankly that we know God, His Father's name, His address, everything. Let anyone come and challenge. He cannot say, "So no, this is not God," because he has not approached God. He does not know what is God. How he can challenge us? This is not God. Suppose we are presenting Krishna as God. So how anyone can challenge? Because he has not approved God. He is simply speculating.
Not even on his own, he's simply approaching other speculators.
Huh?
They one
second
and simply approach
another second. How they can say this is not God? Is it possible to say? We say here is Krishna, God. Why not discuss this point for our preaching one? All early sannyasis.
All sannyasis?
Theologian, you know, in Shiva vision. Now, you discuss with him whether by theological arguments one can approach or understand what is God. Sit down straight, otherwise you feel sleepy.
Myself and Gopal Krishna were just going to Krishna to see the attorney.
Others will be coming.
Theosophy and theology is practically the same.
Theosophy is nonsense, Buddhist.
But according to academic order, logic is the preliminary study of philosophy. Our professor, Dr. Watt, he defined it. In 1917, there was a governor in Bengal, Lord Ronald Say, Marquis of Jutland. He was a Scottish man. And our college was Scottish Practice College, Great Delight. So, don't lean, you'll feel sleep. Just like sit by Guru Maharaj. Show the picture. We become my Guru Maharaj. Yes, that sitting is with yoga. I am gone to hell. You are a young man, you learn from my Guru Maharaj.
No leaning. No leaning.
No. He will not see any picture, he is leaning. So, that Lord Ronald Say was a very good scholar. So, when he was invited, he was taken to all the classes. So, I was at that time, and second year. And I took permission to sit down in the first benches. Our college was very big. In each class, there were 150 students. Very.
Tomorrow Krishna is taking a bath.
So, they were giving roll number according to admission. So, I did not know that. So, my roll number was 105. So, I thought it was interesting. I sit down after 100 students. So, I took one certificate from Dr. Kartik Chandra Bose, who became later my boss, because he was my father's friend. So give me one certificate in this way that I am hard of hearing. I must be given first row seat. So he gave immediately certificate for that. All right.
What does theology say? What does theology
mean? This explains.
This is the study of faithful men understanding themselves through the medium of the church.
Now, you discuss whether this point is very
important. And what is the authority? The authority is the Christian tradition, the Bible.
Yeah. When he says church, that means authority Bible.
No part. The Bible is part. Only part.
Huh?
He says the Bible is Bible is not the complete authority. No, it's the tradition of the church through the great founding fathers, the great theologians, up until the present day. Yes, unfortunately, no guru.
Church is following Bible.
Yes.
So, ultimately, Bible becomes authority.
In certain segments of Christianity, not what is their conclusion? What is this in relation to this discussion, this podcast?
The subject matter is whether by theological arguments one can understand God.
According to dictionary theology, theo is the Latin word theo. That means God. Theo means God in Latin. As far as I know, theology means the science or the study of God.
Yes.
So by definition, not precisely. The word theology comes from the word logos. Theo logos. And logos means the word of God. Yes.
Now, the words of God, that means one must know what is God.
Yeah.
Otherwise, how he can know this is the word of God? What is the answer of theology?
Word of God is that a man is known by his word. Is he a godly man?
No. Unless you know what is God, how you can accept this is the word of God? It's like you say, Prabhupada says, you take it, accept it. Oh, Prabhupada says. But you know what is Prabhupada.
So
it is not a fixed thing.
In theological circles, yes, they're accepting great authorities, like Augustine, Thomas Aquinas, Martin Luther, as well as the shops of the Bible itself.
But Martin Luther and St. Augustine are in their poets.
Yes, there are many poets, many different ways. But that's why the goal is not so much a theology. St. Paul.
The first St. Paul?
First St. Paul.
He was before Martin.
Yes,
he was before Martin.
And also this word logos. In the Bible it says, in the beginning there was a word. That's logos, right? In the beginning there was a word. So what word was that? In the beginning. It says, in the beginning there was a word. According to that same verse, that word was God.
But they must say, that's right, in Vedic literature, the same idea is there. Don't lean. Saying it's true. I'm all that. But you should keep driving this way. Guru Maharaj. So, we know what is the word. Omka. Pranava, Sarvabhi, it is. Omka is the word. So what is the Christian word?
Again, there's no absolute authority. And in the Baptist tradition, we have Origen saying one thing, and Saint Francis saying another. Widespread. That's why it is not a science that we can go to, like we can to Srila Prabhupada, for an exact answer. Bhagavad Gita, it's exact absolute authority. In the Christian tradition, it is simply defined as faithful men understanding themselves in the light of the scripture. in the light of the tradition.
That is because you are our student. Suppose our teachers make the theology also prove that theology is not the main. Theology generally, you say, it is speculation. Our point is that Snayam Atma Prochani Naradha Na Medaya Na Bhuvna Asiti Na the Atma Krishna cannot be understood, that of course Prabhachani didn't be very logical argument.
The theologians would agree to the Prabhupada. It's a question of what's called apologetics. Yeah. Theology has a specific function for the Christian church to bring people within the fold, simply to convince them through any means, logical or whatever, to then to come within the church community, and then once they're within that group, then they can participate in what's called the Christian life. You have taken sacraments, engaged in Christian fellowship, taking communion,
some of the parties disagree.
But yes, that is, they would agree
to that. The parties have the confession for our sons, but yet nobody's just a man. I met one, I was traveling about 3 months ago in India, I met one Christian on the train. So we began to discuss the Shastra. So I mentioned some of the arguments in reference to the Bible. That Christ was making...
Thank God. Quality. Wait.
Said that Christ was speaking basically to an uneducated public, the fishermen, etc. So then this man, he stopped me. He said, that's all right. But he said,
Who said?
I was discussing with one Christian in India.
Mm.
So I attacked, politely I attacked his scriptural reference, the Bible. I think that it was not meant at an educated community. So then he stopped me. He said, that's all right. He said, you can speak about fishermen, but he said the prime exponent of Christianity was Paul. And Paul was previously Saul. He was not a fisherman. And he was traveling to a town on a particular Damascus. And there he received direct revelation from God. And he said, then this one man, single-handedly, he converted most of the known world to Christianity.
That means he got direct revelation from God.
Yeah.
That is one thing.
So he said, just to talk about the Bible with evidence is not enough. He said, you're overlooking direct revelation, which is what we are also dealing with. There's a man who lives according to the Word of God, he receives the Word of God.
He said that?
He said to that affair, your argument about the fisherman is not. So all of the differentiation we must make between a Christian whom we might meet and engage in argument and the theologian himself. The theologian is a very oily character, very hard to pin down. The Christian, he may have specific beliefs, dogmatic, tenaciously holding the dogma, but the theologian, they are the worship. They're not held nearly so tight. What we were bringing up is simply that theology is a means that faithful men are coming to understand themselves, not that are approaching God. One approaches God within a community and within
a full man understands God, that we say, then what is the basic principle of theology? The first science of theology, the theology, logic means science.
Yes. From the Christian point of view, the science is there simply that man does not accept simply by sentiment or by faith, but he can have his mind convinced as well.
Yes.
That has to be. Again, a Christian consciousness, you can ask such a question. What does Bhagavad Gita or Krishna consciousness say about the self or about Krishna, but in theology it's not so cut and dry. There's so many different authorities, each one saying a different thing. You must say, so-and-so says, well, they say at the time of judgment, a man must stand before the ever-living God, and he will be held accountable for his actions during his life. Now, that's only a very small group. Those are fundamentalists who take strict interpretation of the Bible, and they're a very small group. And even that group doesn't have very many thoughtful or theological men.
Well, actually, all Christians, they believe that their events, from one way or another, they're going to be held accountable to the Word of God, isn't that?
No.
Well, how they can have any tenets or principles if they don't believe that they're accountable to God?
Because they believe that they can use Jesus like a doormat.
And the one thing is that why theology should be in reference to the Bible. If it is a science, then why should it refer only to the Bible?
Yes. The biggest school of theology, Harvard School of Theology, the study of the Bible is there, but only at the side. Instead, they study Freud, Karl Marx, everybody else that
study.
Yes. That's our point. How to get them to realize that? That's the question.
We have a most scientific and detailed description of the self, God, and the means to that cannot be avoided in your state. And we find the highest standard of renunciation and worship and godly
their answer. Their answer to such a challenge would be, you please go across the street to the study of religion.
God is not a Christian God.
But they're not interested. They only want to hear the Christian point of view. And for them, Christian doesn't mean Bible. It means their own...
That's probably the first thing. What is God? Is it Christian God? What is God? What is the definition of God? Is it Christian God or pure?
First of all, this should be said is whether God can be Christian God and Hindu God and Muslim. Is God to be designated like that? God is one. So how there is one God? Then has God, separate God. A Hindu has God, separate God. Muslim has a separate God. God is what?
Their answer would be, we cannot talk about God, we can simply talk about the Christian tradition of God, or the
tradition of Christian God. Then, either Christian tradition, then it becomes bound up by the Christian idea.
And that is exactly the situation today.
But that is not God. It's like gold. Gold is everywhere, gold. Because it is in Christian country, you cannot say it is Christian gold. And because it is in Muslim country, you cannot say it is Muslim gold. Gold is the world standard, money. The same gold, this class from America can be accepted in India. This class from India can be accepted in Palestine, because it is gold. Everyone knows what is gold, he accepts it. The God should be in that. And therefore, the main Krishna, all accept. When there is gold, either you be Christian, Muslim, Hindu, or Jaiswa, Dampapo, can I call this? That is attractive. As gold is all attractive, similarly, God must be all attractive. And that word is used as Krishna. Krishna means God. One who knows gold, he is attractive. doesn't matter whether he's Hindu, Muslim, Christian, poor, rich man, black, white, it doesn't matter. Here is gold and everyone. They said in your country there was gold rush. Eh? In California? From all different parts of the world, they say. The gold is gold for everyone. So now one should try to understand and check what is gold. That is.
These men of Prabhupada are very, very puffed up. They think that even such discussions of who God is and what God is, that they feel they're way past that, and that's for lower class men to discuss.
Oh. But when you came to French, the Prabhupada, you spoke at the theology club. About 4 years ago, you came for a conference. They arranged a big meeting at the theology society. Worldwide society. And one thing I was considering, they must be interested because the Christians say that there is soul and they say that there is God. So then wouldn't our question be, what is the relationship of the soul to God? They admit there is a soul. Every human being they say has a soul.
No, that is also a beginning of understanding. But what the preliminary understanding should be that God is there cannot be Christian gods, there cannot be Hindu gods, there cannot be Muslim gods. That is the complete idea. That is imperfect. That's why in Vedic literature, Brahmasi, Paramatmasi, Bhagavan. Three phases of understanding of the Absolute. First beginning is Brahma. Then further advance, Paramatma. Then final advancement, Bhagavan. Similarly, the final realization of God is the Supreme Person. Then we should see who is that person. And that is your feeling.
When did they say, we agree there's one God, but we do not agree that his name is Krishna, or we do not agree?
Then you suggest what is his name? My next challenge is,
well,
who suggests?
In the Bible, we have 12 names for God.
If you do not accept Krishna is the name of God, I have expressed what is this idea of Krishna.
Yes.
Krishna means all aspects. The example is given just like gold. Gold is attracting to everyone. To the educated, to the uneducated, to the black, to the white, man, woman, everyone. One who knows God, and one who knows gold, God is attractive. Similarly, God is all attractive. There cannot be that it is black gold, it is white gold. It is Christian God, it is Hindu God. No, God is God. So, we present Krishna that he is God, Parashat. But you say, no, he's not God. Then you present your God.
Oh. I know, just
you cannot say, reject, you cannot reject Krishna unless you present an organist.
Well, here's the part of the thing. I remember in the Judeo-Christian tradition, and whenever we used to go to service and all that, they used to have in the prayer books, they would never write out the name of God. God.
That means they do not know.
No, they say God's name should never be spoken out loud.
Why?
I don't know.
It's nonsense. If you know somebody, what do you say? His name should not be expressed.
They say that God's name is so pure, and we're so impure, that the butter of his name is to make it impure.
It's not that right. That's non-believers should not know it.
That is all right.
So they don't say it out
loud. No, when we come to argument that we are supposed to be all believers in God, we are not non-believers. We simply want to attack him. Who is them? We are not non-believers. And some persons who believe in God come together. So, to attack him is God. So, it's like when we come to a meeting to elect the president. So, they are not non-believers. They are not non-believers. That's why there are so many personalities, candidates for president. Now, who is the right person to become the president? That is what. To the non-believers, he has no access about discussion in God. He has no access. When we discuss about God, it is supposed that all believers. So if you say, this time we are holding meeting to ascertain there are so many names of God, now we are certain he is your God. God means there should be no more above. Mastat paraparam nanya. That is it.
Christians have such a name. They call him Yahweh.
Yeah.
Yahweh means I am that I am. No one is beyond.
Yahweh.
They will say Yahweh is God.
No. Yahweh. What is it? That is the name?
Name. I am that means in English. I am that I am.
Some people translate that as Jehovah. That's the whole name. Everyone agrees they do not know what the real name is. Some say Yahweh, some say Jehovah. The Jewish tradition replaces it completely and says Adonai.
No, that's not right. He may not say. But he has to say from the meaning. What is the meaning?
No one is beyond me.
That's not right. No one is beyond me. Then he comes to our confusion. Oh, that's it.
I'm sorry.
This becomes to our country. Oh, that's it. Because if somebody is beyond him, then he should be upset. His final address is then all of it. Krishna. Krishna means all attractive. What do you think?
It'd be very nice to engage in this question of the Prabhupada, but they're not interested. They're interested in...
And my idea is that what they're interested in people and how they understand themselves.
Right.
So we have the highest standard of renunciation, highest standard of piety, highest standard of all religious qualities. But they cannot be non-interested.
But in that sense, they would see us as a threat.
Yeah, so then you're only interested in keeping your Harvard chair.
That's right.
And they're not too serious.
Harvard chair, the bishop's salary. Bishops get $25,000 a year.
And if you can't discuss openly with people.
The point is they have big buildings, big salary, big...
That is all right. If you want to keep one man in a very high position, you should give all comfort. That is, so just like if you want to keep a king, he must have a palace, he must have his officer, secretary.
But he makes the pledge that we present that we are a better theologist than their position will be, and everything.
And the question has been, what Now we are, hypothetically, in the situation we are approaching these theologians, then why are we approaching? If they are not open to discussion, I mean, what is the purpose of going to
the purpose is because they are purporting to be what Srila Prabhupada really is. Srila Prabhupada is the real theologian, but they are using that name. And they, in that sense, they are the biggest cheaters. They're going by the name theologian, and they're not actually theologians. They're simply scholars, dry academicians.
What is their scholarship?
Scholars didn't have degrees by the name. They've gone through the listening to other mental speculators, and now their students listen to them.
You said that a clear name?
Yes. I have a list of them.
In the Bible?
Yes. One of them means the Lord who sees me. One of them means the Supreme Friend, the Supreme Father. One of them means Lord of the Mountain. One of them means the King, the greatest King. Brother is another meaning. So, and these are all in the Old Testament. They are all these different names. So that one of their arguments is that we are presenting a different name, therefore they think it is a different God. We can refer that there are 12 names. Does that mean that
we have
12 gods?
We have names which apply to those also. Supreme Prince.
Yeah, Dinamundo.
Jagamundo.
Hey Krishna Palanasandha Dinavandha Jalaspati.
What's another one?
Gopita Sri.
The Lord is announced.
Hey Krishna Palanasandha Dinavandha Jalaspati. Then?
The brother.
Gopita.
Brother.
What is that? Next name.
The brother.
Hey Krishna Palanasandha. So many names in one word. And he has got thousands of them.
Lord Chaitanya was here from Srivast Pandit, the thousand names of the Shri.
Yeah. And thousand names that he thought about, he has got millions of them.
In one case, you said actually God has no name. You said God has no name, but because...
No, that is, that's why she's argument. God has no name.
No, in the tape you said, in the tape, Bhajan, explanation of Bhajan, you said, God, actually God has no name, but because he does so many things, then he has names.
According to that Jesus, there are names.
But all these 12 names, they still make that personality whom they are describing all attractive.
Yes.
So that means...
And not only that, when you have names, that means God is possible. God cannot be impossible. You may have 12 names or 12,000 names, but when you have got names, he's impossible. Now, our point is, who is that person?
Their point is one of their point is, well, if Christ was actually the Son of God, why didn't he talk about Krishna? Christ was the Son of God, the good Son. How is it that he never mentioned Krishna by name? Sometimes they criticize it. Why is there no mention of Krishna in the Christian Bible?
He might not have mentioned, but why there are 12 names in the Bible?
That's all that.
The name is there?
Christ, Robert.
Huh?
The point is that just like when you're...
No, I told you, one child.
I want to answer his question.
Yeah.
It, the answer is, point is that just as there's a president of the United States, so when someone is talking about the president, according to how intimate that person is, you discuss different subject matters. For example, if the person is just a common person, a regular person, you may discuss about the president's power in the government. But when you meet someone who actually is intimately connected with the president, then you describe the president's family, how the president's family is doing, what is the president doing in his time of relaxation, etc. So similarly, Jesus was speaking to who were not very intimate with God. They were not so much spiritually advanced. Therefore, for those persons, simply the power and glory of God is mentioned in the Bible.
But Krishna, the description of Krishna in the Bhagavatam is meant for the pure devotees. Right. And for them, the very detailed, intimate description of Krishna.
A very major thing happened in the Christian tradition in about 400 A.D. Up until that time, as best I've ever developed, Christianity was very much like Krishna consciousness, very much like our movement. But at that time, it became the official religion of the Roman Empire, under Constantine. And it took on many of the paraphernalia of the old Roman demigod worship. And at that time, it became a whole...
Just to make it favorable for the Lord. For the Lord.
Yeah.
That deterioration began.
Well, they don't... Again, mentioning this, Saul. Saul was converted on the way to Damascus, and he became a believer in God. Then by himself, he traveled all over the known world and convinced everyone in the Roman Empire to accept Christianity. So it may have taken on those formal signs, but actually, there was no process. According to them, there was no process done to dilute the religion or to weaken it or to change it, but it was only accepted by the masses, that's all.
But actually, a very interesting thing in terms of this point is that this Saul was in conflict with the directives of the successions of Jesus. In many points, those who were Jesus' direct disciples, Paul disagreed with them and cut out many of their teachings, or the teachings that were coming down in direct succession, to make it more palatable to the outlying areas, the governments. Yeah. So at that moment there, the disciplic succession was broken.
What is the time difference?
Peter, at the same time? Peter, James, he was a contemporary, but he had never had a personal contact with Jesus. Was he supposed?
In fact, in the beginning, he was against Christianity. He was antithetical to it. And then he was a very professional religionist
and made it popular.
And then he experienced the so-called conversion, isn't it?
Yeah. He heard a voice, fell off the horse, and he was blinded. And his eyesight would only be restored when he would approach a certain man in Jerusalem who was part of the Christian fold, and when he approached that man, then he started to return.
Now, another question.
Yes.
So we say that God's man and God falls apart. Chaitanya, in the name of all God's potential practice. So how do God in his name like that? That means if you chant that name, you get immediately contact with God.
That idea is put forth in the Psalms repeatedly. It says, sing names of the Lord on high sounding cymbals, with drums. It says in one place that the name of the Lord is exalted even beyond heaven.
What would be that name?
Is it fair?
That name?
They don't, the Christian, but it says, sing the name of God, but they don't do that.
That's all right. But you have to chant. Man, let me read this guy. John Hare Krishna. What is the name there is on my John?
Adonai.
Huh?
Adonai. But that's the name that there's. Adonai or the Hino, Adonai he called. Not by the Christian.
What about the Christian? Jesus.
They say Jesus. Adonai's whose name?
Jewish.
Now, in Italy, the Christians say that Jesus Christ is God.
They try to substitute in the beginning of the Bible, it says that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. And modern-day translations, they have substituted the word Christ as the Word. So it says the beginning was Christ, and Christ was God. So they're trying to make, they're trying to in that way to make Jesus God, and that is the name, because they don't know what that word.
We can understand this, but it's Jesus.
Again, another. Another fetish.
It is his alteration, but the tendency is there, because Krishna is a person, because God is a person, everyone wants to worship God as a person. It's the only way God can be worshipped. So because they do not know Krishna, they make Jesus God so they can worship him as a person.
That is awesome. But do they do? Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. You need to follow the instructions.
Do they follow the Do they follow the Ten Commandments?
They say you cannot, it is not possible. Only you have to accept Christ, then you
are Lord Zedman. Lord Zedman said it is not possible. It is not possible. Give up the
very Krishna.
Well, they say that you can't do any of these things, so you have to accept Christ in your heart.
That was my chance. So we are doing it better than all of you. So that's the
no. Best. If you keep God or Christ within your heart, then your heart will be purified. That means they're cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
the word
of
You are all cheaters, not Christians, but cheaters. Do not keep heart in your heart, Christ's name or God's name. But you keep your own ideas. That's what you think it is. Otherwise, your heart will get in peace. Chaita Dharpana Mahajana. Sinnatana Sarata Krishna Punna Savana Pisa. Riddhantasa Abadya Vidu Nasi. Anyone who is speaking Krishna within his heart, he becomes clean from all dirty things. And because the dirty things are there, that means he's not clean.
You know the cardinal that you spoke with in Paris? Or how he died?
Yes.
It happened again.
Huh?
And just when I was in Germany,
huh?
A big bishop in France, he was also from similar. He
had
died in
the sewers. It's worse there. Worse. Yeah, in Vrindavan, one Gita Goswami, he died at the house of one woman disciple, lying there, sleeping. Yeah. Then,
a Catholic bishop died also. He died unclothed.
You
have been saying that the animal
has
no soul.
You are present
there. I heard it said. But now he's an animal.
I'm just suggesting that many things will come and many theory. So you discuss among yourself. You get distressed to defend yourself.
And unless their theology is practical, it's not practical, then it's useless.
They make that point. Therefore, they say such talk about God is impractical, so therefore we don't bother talking about God.
Good theology. That is our point. And why do we have to be theology? You know, he was talking about getting another. But when you met logic, you must come to logic. Logic means discussion. Listen. Logic means science. When you meet science, find out the difference.
Logic is the rational ordering of thoughts in words.
When I was in San Francisco 6 or 7 years ago, some new school of theologians, they were having things like they were opening up churches to the hippies to have parties for LSD and things like that. Live Memorial Church, they had that, and a number of the other new theologians, they were starting to talk about free sex and drugs.
You know, they put on stunts to attract people to accept the scene.
Like bingo.
Yes.
Bingo.
They've opened special churches for homosexuals in Australia.
Huh?
Special churches for homosexuals in Australia.
Oh, hollow.
Let's see. Churches for illicit sex, churches for intoxication, churches for gambling, and churches for meeting.
One time got in the can and said, I hope my goddamn luck is better tonight. She's going to church. She's going to church.
And she was speaking like that. There's the word, logos. Logos is here, it means word. For a second person of the Trinity.
Logi.
Logi is not here.
Logic
is here. Kingdom of where Sati God, science of reasoning, chain of reasoning, argument, logical of logic, in conformity with principles of logic.
In words, and logic means logic.
You're saying what you are, your own theory cannot be done, that's your logic. You propose a theory and say it cannot exist, that's in the logical. A rabbit form.
Each of these big theologians has a specific area of specialization. For example, I took a course when I was a student in the School of Theology in the New Testament, hoping to learn scriptures. But instead, the entire semester was spent trying to decide which of the books of the Bible came first. The book of Matthew or the book of Mark. And they had very detailed ways of what they call form criticism, taking a particular passage and checking it.
What is your method? Why did you say you joined? What was you trying to study?
I went 3 years to a school of theology.
But that particular course?
This was a course in the New Testament.
So why did you say you took it?
To study the Gospels, to study the Scriptures. What was being said? It said.
What is their method for examining their material research?
The material research is taking, finding certain forms, certain sets of construction, grammar, and comparing it with other passages in the scripture. Look at that grammar, see if the form is the same, to see, determine by different criteria which came first, which is earlier.
That is not theology.
I think the Prabhupada, the theologians invented these questions like, can God make a yardstick with no end? How many angels can fit on the head of a pin? Can God make a mountain that he can't pick up? Can God commit suicide? How many questions do
not so much about. This is the philosophy of religion. This is different than theology. Philosophy and religion are all atheists, all taking hopes at other people's ideas. A great conference of philosophers of religion met in London about 10 years ago on the topic, Talk of God. Each man presented a paper, his idea of Talk of God. No one had any inkling of God. Simply they were speculating on why people talk of God.
What is the use of all this? I'd rather just sit home and read Chaitanya Charitamrita than get into it.
the reason for it is because these people, though they are great rascals, are influencing millions of other people. They're influencing them to hell, rather than the same people hearing from Srila Prabhupada or hearing from these gentlemen can be elevated to the point of Krishna consciousness.
I mean, there's a single series when you say, look, you've been sitting here since St. Paul and you haven't arrived at anything except the discussion of your bluffing the whole public that you're doing some advanced research and taking salaries.
But we have this invention.
But how can you
come? They haven't come to any conclusion.
Yeah, how can you come?
You know, they cannot define who is God. They cannot define what is the soul. They cannot define what is the principles of religion.
And their leader,
they don't even have any decisive succession. Their shastras, they can't agree upon them. What is the concise shastra? Nor can they agree on what is the importance of accepting shastra in the first place. They're doing all sinful activities. So then what is there to defend?
So why not start an authoritative group of Christians to chant Hare Krishna? Say, we have one, read the Bhagavad Gita.
We are all Christians.
We already are.
But they're seeing this. They don't accept that, though. If somebody was calling them
so. No, it is not possible that everyone would accept it. That is not possible.
Christians on the street, they don't accept because they say, you have not accepted Christ. I say, I am following all Christ's teachings. They say, well, you haven't been baptized. If you're following all the principles,
this group of Christians you meet on the street that are fundamentalists following the Bible are very different group from the big Harvard scholars. The theologians that we're concerned with are those that are actually influencing millions of people by their
I never met anyone who was influenced by any of these theologians. I never even heard of them until you just started today. I don't know anybody in the Western world who's influenced by any theologian.
The main people who listen to the theologian are the pulpit preachers, the shepherds of individual flocks of Christians around the world. They are the ones who are most influenced by the theologian.
Government leaders all over the world are influenced by this. They take their policies on the ethics of the Christian church. If you try to present something different, then they're opposed to this. They're conditioning. Based on the
influence. But is the Christian church, is that being determined by the theologians at Harvard? They have some...
Yes, they interpret the Bible. They're the so-called gurus. Because they interpret the scripture whatever way they want.
So you know something? Yes, we had some contact. We arranged a very nice meeting with Kirtananda Maharaj. But one of the foremost theologians at Harvard, his name was Harvey Cox, second city. And we came and brought devotees into the class to chant. The people thought it was...
What was his reaction, first of all? What was his reaction to Krishna consciousness? What did he say? They don't take us seriously. They still look upon us as just singing and dancing.
We're here right this afternoon is the fact that though these men are preaching this rascalism, our preaching can undermine it, at least to the point where they can be influenced, and that the people that they are being influenced by will take some notice that this is a viable alternative to the rascalism that they're
I have this feeling that it's just like when I was approaching people in Calcutta. They said, we'll help you, but we cannot help you in a big way because we're already giving so much help to the wrong Krishna society. So then after hearing this a few times, I concluded that people respected
the Ramakrishna Society because they have a lot of money and a lot of popular support, and everybody was giving to them, so they just like everybody else, they wanted to be part of the whole show. So the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, we have books, we have teaching, and we can present the principles very clearly. In terms of a world movement, we don't have a lot of money or a lot of power, a lot of tanks or a lot of guns or a lot of services or a lot of hospitals. So maybe the theologians won't accept us on that basis, that we're not powerful.
Who is the actual
who's the bigger?
There is no, I would say, among theologians, no consensus.
When are they satisfied if you're a real Christian or not? When do you become a theologian? Who are the big theologians? How are they accepted? On the basis of degree?
Yes,
scholarships?
Books
published?
Then
Prabhupada's the biggest theologian, because we've got 22 books right here on the shelf.
Sorry.
And we have the credentials, and they cannot dismiss the books either, because we have the credentials that they are being used in major universities all over the world. So the universities are accepting, and they get their power from the degrees of Pinker University. They cannot dismiss any of them. We have
it broken in.
And all their scholarly journals, and they published quite a few, very few, little is written about God. The subject matter of God is
man's relation, the benefit of man.
The church didn't ask the scholarship, didn't ask the biblical.
Yeah, I can't understand.
It's all general.
I know.
Yeah,
I
understand.
This is the creation. Tried to attack them by taking a specific article. And I'm also amusing myself. It's all mismatch. There's nothing there to fight. It's like a.
But the use cases. Like we must be so careful.
So they're giving arguments for Christians who.
The thing that makes it hard to understand what the use is, that because we say it and all these, we just try to define them and they can't be defined. And then you say that they don't take us seriously. They don't accept what we're saying. They don't accept the teaching. They would dismiss us in a minute.
But the most concrete they get is their dissatisfaction with the present status quo. So in that, we're in agreement with them. Yes, we're dissatisfied with the status quo also. But we are offering alternatives that are
dissatisfied with the
future. Where's the method changing?
They're not dissatisfied.
The method is there. The Ten Commandments, but they won't follow.
Well, instead of being dissatisfied with the fact that people are sinful,
the method is already there.
They're dissatisfied with the fact that...
And they don't follow it.
But the air is polluted. The people are...
The people are dissatisfied with the air is polluted also. Therefore, they're
that's important. Yeah. They're looking to Freud. They're looking to Marx. They're looking to... Everyone as an authority.
I can give you an example of the same century that the president, his name is Dr. Kenneth Gunder, is exactly one of these persons. I know the article with John Jackson. We met him in London. He's one of these philosophers. And his argument against our work and our preaching was that we shouldn't fly on jet planes because it pollutes the air. That was his argument.
How did he get to Africa?
He said he walked.
And you
killed
so many insects on
your feet. No, he goes on jet, but that's his argument to defeat our philosophy. That's just how they argue.
What
he's saying is true. They actually argue like this. That we are our philosophy is not correct because we fly on jet planes.
Well, then how's he travel?
Well, for him, it's all right. He doesn't care. But for someone who's Christian, a non-materialistic philosophy. So these are the kind of people that are influencing people like Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, who's president of a country of Zambia that has something like...
What is the difference between matter and spirit?
Yes, we argued all these points with him, but still, he's open.
So actually, all these people are just worship this one. He says
yeah.
They
government. Government?
That's what they do.
They've never asked. They write books. But the books are being read.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a
saying it.
Because it ran on this one. It's a professional forum. It confuses all the people. A very talented leader, because they're well classed. You ask them out about it, then what did he say? That's very nice.
So how can you say about Senator Slotson? One of the things we did, we invited him to the temple, and we gave him a big player of and he liked it very much. He said, if my wife can what I think about me. So we thought that this was
good. 99% of
his wife was
the temple.
Why don't
you
write
a book?
Why don't you become a theologian from their point of view and write a book on Christianity?
If they can do it,
if they can do it, write books to get people to read them, then why can't we do the same thing? Write books on Christianity.
Did you pass the question?
You want to get into the world.
I'm okay, you're okay. You want to keep this here? Dr. Harris. And this book's central tenet is that we can be happy in life simply by patting each other on the back and say, approving of what each other does.
Of material contamination. Similarly, by chanting God's name, we immediately become purified. So, what is that name? God. That acts immediately, exactly like God. So far, Krishna's name is concerned, it is sacred. So many thousands of men are chanting Krishna and they are going to keep God. So to find out any other man which can act equally, then there is acceptable cause. Not by imagination.
How do you find out?
Huh?
How if a person says, how do you find out? How can we find out another man?
Yes, we are chanting Hare Krishna. And you are becoming purified. That is the name. Krishneti Krishna Varna alphabet Shu. Jiva Goswami. Krishneti Varna Dvayam. This is Rama. Rameti Varna Dvayam. Chant Rama, Rama. Chant Krishna. And it is left. And then scoop. Find out any other. If it acts like that, then it is dust. Alena Parishyata. By the action, we have to understand the substance. Just like cleaning, it's understood to subsidize. Subside fewer, then if you take something as clean, and if your fewer is gone, then it is clean. Similarly, God may is acting as God, purifying. So Krishna is purifying. That will be good. Oh, yeah. Are you? Sometimes. But our line of action two processes. One process is chanting, another process is very less chanting.
One argument that the Christians have when we tell them that we accept Lord Jesus, well, they say that you haven't accepted Jesus into your heart. You say we're following the teachings of Jesus. And they say, but you haven't accepted Jesus into your heart. You're not a follower of Jesus. And that's a lack of qualification.
It is very difficult to unmean. That simply dissolving the heart, how can be Krishna?
And it says that in Matthew, it says that
many will come to me and say, Lord, Lord, that we cured the sick in your name and we cast out demons in your name. And she said that when they come, I will say, get away from me. I know you not, for you failed to do the will of my Father. Even though they're saying it to be Christians. I'm sure the Prabhupada, I've heard you say, you're speaking to people that you don't have to give up your faith. You can remain a Christian or you can remain a Mohammedan. Simply chant the Hare Krishna mantra and you'll become purified. So that the main point.
Well, we say not only Hare Krishna, we chant the name of God.
Yes.
But if you have no name of God, then he is the name of God.
So that if we can get Christians to chant Hare Krishna, many of them are afraid to accept our movement or our philosophy because they feel that their personal religion is threatened, that they'll have to stop being a Christian. So when I committed your mission to start some Christian group, the idea was that you have some people who are professing to be Christians, but they are taking the word of Jesus to the deepest point where he says that there are many things I have not revealed to you, and you will understand them by the grace of the Holy Spirit. So they could have a Christian group where people worship Lord Jesus as their spiritual master and simultaneously worship Krishna. And they can introduce that to develop more knowledge of God, one can read the Bhagavad Gita. One can follow the instruction of the Bible by chanting the names of God. And they would have better access to Christians than those of us who were wearing robes or shaking our heads.
That is a thank you to understand that Srila Prabhupada meets all the qualifications that he is Christ met, plus more. And he is here and he is here. He is the Christ. Christ means the anointed one of God.
So that we have to bring into that understanding, but we have to understand also that they're afraid that their own faith will be shaken. So if you can give them more knowledge, then they can come to understand that. So like you said that we accept Jesus as our guru. So if someone was practicing worshiping, so they could see, then they could not deny when a devotee says to them, well, yes, I'm accepting Jesus in my heart, they could not deny. If they have presence in a certain household or home, he's worshiping Krishna, he's having a picture of you and a picture of Jesus. And there's no way they can deny that they're not Christians. And they can have access to a lot of the young Christian groups.
This life.
Want to check it out?